So I hear that we're going to have a super moon this weekend.
Well, the moon is full Saturday night, and it just so happens that the moment that the moon is technically full happens only about a minute before the moment that the moon is in the point in its orbit closest to the Earth. So that means that this full moon, out of all the full moons this year, will look the largest and will be the brightest. Out of the 12 or 13 full moons that happen every year, one of them has to be the closest one to the Earth, and this year it happens to be the one in May. The word supermoon has only been coined in the last couple of years, though, and that's bringing people's attention to it more than before.
Yeah, let's talk a little bit about this nickname. Where did it come from?
I don't know. But we'll take it. If it's getting people to watch the moon and pay attention to changing things in the sky, that's a good thing.
What was the term before this one?
You might talk about a perigee full moon, but it was rarely talked about or pointed out. I think part of the reason is that the apparent size of the moon is very strongly influenced by a famous optical illusion that when we see the moon or the sun very low in the sky, rising or setting, it looks larger. It's not really, but it's a very powerful illusion that our brain generates, and that's probably the thing people notice much more than these more subtle changes, because to be able to determine that a supermoon is a supermoon, you would have to compare in your memory a full moon in May to a full moon in November, and none of us can remember a size that accurately.
Now, you know, I have to ask you.
Right.
Will this bring about any weirdness? Will our pets act a little funny? Any scary movies to be playing this weekend? Is it that kind of deal?
I was just on a seminar with a psychologist who's actually done a study of studies looking for a full moon effect, and none has been found. There's no statistical correlation of any weird events with full moons. Actually, I'm more worried about the guy who was almost hit me turning left while talking on a cell phone on the way to work this morning. So that bothers me more than anything with the moon. Start watching by 8:30 or 9 o'clock and you'll see it rising. And depending on the landscape that you're looking through and the weather, it may look orange if the atmosphere is, if there's water vapor, mist, cloud that you're looking through. And because of this moon illusion, it'll look large as it's rising. But usually the full moon is not a hard thing to notice. You can find it pretty easily.
Right, and I guess get the cameras out, huh?
Give it a try, and then you'll discover something else. The famous Ansel Adams picture called Moonrise, Hernandez, New Mexico, the moon rising over this town with a little graveyard in the foreground. And Adams himself writes that to get that exposure, he had to remember that the moon is a sunlit rock. Why I'm saying that is it's actually harder to photograph the moon impressively than you might think, because it will look smaller and brighter in your picture than you might expect unless you specifically compensate for it.